white light. Tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hope. I know you're weary, just leave it all behind. If you see it shine, I won't grab a hold.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Whoop, whoop. That's cool water.
Yeah, shine, shine, shine.
So I invited some of my favorite bands to Penco Brewing this week for last weekend for Muscle Fest.
Yeah, it looked great. Saw some of the photos online.
And Cool Water was there. It was a little chilly.
Well, they're living up to their name, or at least part of it. Cool.
So I'm learning how to book bands, and then then they show up, and then all the other crazy things go on. So we had some heaters, and Brooke and Wendy were amazing. They did a fine job. And then I found three more heaters.
Because that's priority.
So the next band was really happy. But
nice.
I thank them, and they're going to come back, I think, May 11th. They'll come back to Penco Brewery down there on Woodby Island. And I don't know if people know that, but I would be in Camano. It's Island County. And I worked for the Camano Chamber. I've also worked for Woodby Island Tourism and Camano Island Tourism. And I brought some travel writers around, and I work with Sherry Wyatt. She's been on the show, but Island County is, you know, it's the Deception Pass. You got Mukilteo Ferry, and our island, Camano, is through Stanwood. There's a bridge. So I always encourage people on the off season to go to these two beautiful islands who, like right now, you'll jump out of your car. You can see Baker, Mount Rainier. Olympics are just amazingly in your face, especially after it snows. We got the Cascades. So I always invite people, if you're looking for something to do during the weekend or, you know, Monday through Friday, Airbnbs and all that stuff, it's really inexpensive to go out there. But the Pen Cove Muscle Fest, that was my first time. And Pen Cove is actually this beautiful little place in Coopville. Captain Woodby Inn is right there. That's where I've stayed before. But Pen Cove Muscles are famous all over the world, and it was an amazing event. And a couple weeks from now, I'm going to go out on a crew, a ship for whale watching out of Langley. And I'll have a... I'm so excited.
I can tell.
It's what's that day where everything's green?
St. Patrick's Day. Oh, my God.
So I'm going to go on a boat out of Langley. I'm going to be taking Van Conner because guess what? It's his birthday.
You going to dress up the whales or attempt to?
Well, they have a parade, a Langley parade where you do dress as a whale and such. And Howard Garrett will be on my show. He's from the Orca Network. And Sarah from Puget Sound Express out of Edmonds. So I'm looking forward to that. But again, there's lots to do. It's getting lighter and brighter, and it's time to get outside and do some outdoor activities. So today I'm going to talk about, I think it was last weekend, on our way to Coopville. I went to La Conner, and I saw an antique store. So I went in there, and I was looking around. I saw all these crystals, and I saw three boys and their parents. And the three boys were just like, just enamored with these rocks, and they wouldn't leave. And the dads and mom are like, that's enough. It's time to go. You're not getting any. And it triggered my whole life.
Oh, here it goes.
So I'm going to tell a story about how I was addicted to polished stones. And that's how my story starts today. So as I looked at those kids, I thought of myself and how every time I went to a bookstore, East West Bookshop, Phoenix Rising, Stargazers, Vision Quest, I can go on. I'd have to grab a stone. And I picked these stones and I started accumulating them. And then I started buying New Age books. Now I know they're old age books because we're just remembering what we already know. But I started buying a book, let's say at Phoenix Rising. I'd go over to Port Townsend. I'd bring the kids with me, and we'd have a day trip. I'd buy a book. I'd buy a rock. And then we'd go to the beach, and they would play, and I would read my books. And those books fed my spirit. I mean, it was so new to me, everything from astrology to chakras and, you know, years and years of, you know, staying home with my kids, taking these day trips. And buying one stone. And they're like, can I help you? I'd say, well, it'll talk to me. This stone will talk to me. So then I picked up a book on the meanings of stones. And I started writing the meaning of every stone I bought. And I was pretty much addicted to polished stones and crystals. And then I put all these crystals in my ashtray in my car because I don't smoke. And as a mom of three, and I also took other kids with me, we'd be waiting, let's say, for one kid to get back from practice. And it was getting a little bit late. So I'd have them pick a rock, and they'd pick this rock, and I'd say, well, rose quartz is for your heart, and you're a very giving person. Maybe you need to learn to receive. And that's where my chakra readings came from. It was these little rocks that I accumulated all over Washington, now, of course, all over the world. But it was a polished stone fetish. I loved them, you know. And then as the years went by, I was a personal trainer, which, you know, I worked with the physical body. And my ex-husband said, you should be a hypnotherapist. And I said, what's that? Because I didn't know what a hypnotherapist was. So I said, if I get a synchronicity, remember I was reading all these books on, you know, synchronicities, mm-hmm. intuition. And I said, if I get three little winks from the universe, I'll look into hypnotherapy. Well, what happened was I got something in the mail from Vision Quest. Cecilia, bless her beautiful heart. She had the first bookstore in Everett that I visited. And it was a $5 class for a hypnotherapy guild. And I said, okay, that's one. And then I thought, well, for $5, I might as well go. So I took a ride to Mount Lake Terrace, I believe, at a library. I walked in. Everyone was in costume. I said, these people are weird. I don't know if I can handle this. So I go in there, and it's Halloween, so they're all in their past life costumes.
Aha.
Remember, I'm new to all this new age stuff. So
you're like, is this a daily occurrence?
This is weird. And I sat there, and they were talking about past lives, which is a book I just picked up. I was really into that. And as I walked out, I saw a woman, and I, you know, kind of did this with my forehead, squinted it like that. And I recognized her. She was a gypsy, but she had taught aerobics with me, and I was the lead. And she was actually 10 years prior to that, someone that I taught how to teach aerobics.
Cool.
And I said, Bev, is that you? And she said, yes, it's me. And she goes, Dina Marie, I'm now a hypnotherapist. I want you to meet Ron Stubbs. Now he's Hypno Dude. I should tell this story more often. Hypno Dude. He does all the, you know, at the casinos and stuff now and makes you be a chicken.
Oh, like right in front of a studio, like a live audience type thing?
Ironically, he's my neighbor now.
Wow.
On Camino Island. So this guy says he teaches classes. I sign up that day and I take classes to be a hypnotherapist. And the best part about it is before I was working with the body, now I'm going to work with the mind. I was fascinated. And just in one practice session in class, we had to go back to a time in our childhood. It's regression. And I overate sugar cookies at the time. I worked at a grocery store called Albertsons. And I would go to the cookie section and just buy all these cookies and eat them. And people would say, Dina, why do you do that? So that was the question I asked for this person to hypnotize me. Well, as a child at Christmas, we made sugar cookies. It was the only thing we did in a year as we did as a family.
Mm-hmm.
So it brought back good memories. So when I was feeling bad, I needed love. I associated that with sugar cookies. And I never did that again.
Wow.
So I really enjoyed the hypnotherapy part. I was still working at a grocery store, and I thought I'd set up a shop in, Lake Stevens. And I said, you know, again, if there's a synchronicity, I'll set up shop. But, you know, I really don't have extra money. I'm a mom with three kids. I walked into a bookstore, and the man told me that I could have a free room as long as he had the place. That's how I started being a hypnotherapist in Lake Stevens. So what did I do? I set up my beautiful office, and I waited for clients, and they never came. But it was all good because I put my stones in my room. And about 6 months later, it became a spa. So somebody bought it, and they became a spa. It became a spa. I can't even remember the name of it. But I started doing chakra readings with these little rocks. And the little rocks would tell a story about all these people. I started writing a book. And it's kind of amazing how this all started, because they got more out of the readings with my hypnotherapy. I started doing Reiki. Mm-hmm. So I combined all of them. And my clients became, like, successful. They were not just the hypnotherapy, but it was body, mind, and spirit. And the chakra readings were basically blocks in your energy system that I invented. And it was kind of fun. And at that point, I had a Reiki master who was teaching me Reiki. He wanted to learn hypnotherapy, so we worked together for a year. Every Thursday night, halfway through our sessions, he... had some burning in an area of his body, his aura, and he went to the doctors. He had cancer. So I took my work into a hospital here at Evergreen in Kirkland, and I did anything I could to help this man. Some of it was art. I took him dancing. I made him pick up his guitar again. It's pretty much what I do now. I help people pick up or open parts of themselves that are blocked because of these chakra readings. The Reiki, I can sense or feel. It's very intuitive. And then guided imagery, which is hypnotherapy, I can go back to his childhood when that chakra got blocked. I can open his third eye and help him see himself healthy. So that was my training, really, that whole year of doing the chakra readings, learning Reiki, and using the hypnotherapy to help people with their upper chakras. And then watching him come out of the hospital cancer-free was pretty darn amazing.
I would think so.
And at that time, I just had another synchronicity, and I moved my office to Snohomish. Snohomish is an amazing little town. It's a main street, so it's walkable. I put my, your shingle? Is that what you call it?
If that's what you're talking about, I don't
sign,
know this.
Your sign, is it a shingle? I don't know. But you set it up, right? It says Dina Marie, hypnotherapist.
Well, it's signage, not a shingle. Shingle's okay. Up on top of the house.
Okay. Well, it's a sign.
Okay, let's just call it a sign for right now.
But I put it on the Oxford. The Oxford is a saloon.
Okay.
But I had two offices upstairs.
Okay.
And most of the people would point at my sign, and then they keep walking. Because a hypnotherapist at that time, I think people thought I would steal their mind or it was voodoo.
Yeah, there's a little misconception or misunderstanding there with what you're all about.
Mind crime. Stealing someone's mind.
Right. So...
So I saw an older gentleman. He was pointing at my sign one day, and I went over there, and I said, oh, can I help you? And he says, I can't remember his name, bless his beautiful heart. And he said, can I have your card? And then I gave it to him, and he saw what it was, and he put the card right back because it scared him, right?
Well, yeah.
And as the years went by, everyone got to know me in the town, mm-hmm. and he actually wrote me a song about Snohomish.
Oh, wow.
Gosh darn it. I'm going to get that CD and bring it in. But it was... That little place, I started doing lots of work downtown. It was all those chakra readings. And over time, because I picked those rocks up and collected them, I kind of found out that if you do what brings you joy or passion, the trickle effect is crazy. And there's this little place called Little Shop of Lights, and it's still in Snohomish. And quick story before we go to break is I was teaching a class on The Secret at that time.
Yeah.
And I had a group of women, some of them I knew, some of them I didn't, but they brought me there to teach them about, your higher chakras. And the owner of Little Shop of Lights was there. And she said, Dina, about 3 months I was going to close my place, but I saw a check. And there was only one check because she didn't take credit cards at that time. And it was for $44.44 from Dina Marie. And what did she buy? Rocks.
Yeah.
So Stacy from Little Shop of Lights. I mean, it was just one of those things where... I looked back and seeing those three kids in LeConnor, and it brought back everything. It was like a flood of an amazing moments that I've had because I went out and bought rocks against other people's will. Like, it was like me spending money and kind of cheating, like cheating on my husband because I bought rocks. I don't know. You bring them home, people think you're crazy. But I'm going to talk a little bit more after the break about my journey. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Ha, 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 yeah. Ooh, take me. I am everything you need for sure. And I hope on your schedules.
Did you know that we live in the best place in the United States to see whales? Right here in the Salish Sea. We have orcas, humpbacks, gray whales, and so much more. Go whale watching with Puget Sound Express, and they guarantee you'll see whales or your next trip is absolutely free. Daily tours from downtown Edmonds on the Chilkat Express, the fastest boat in the Northwest. See whales in the wild with Puget Sound Express. That's PugetSoundExpress.com.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Penn Cove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PenCoveBrewing.com, that's PenCoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Goodness shines like a white light.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going on a journey of my past because I had this amazing, I'm in a 9 year. I don't know if you know what that is. It's numerology, but I'm kind of looking at the last 8 years. Where the heck have I been? But it's been a really good journey. And again, I started by doing what I love, which is reading those amazing books that taught me a lot and also picking up a polished stone here, there, and everywhere. And creating these chakra readings. And in Snohomish, my clients were doing amazingly well. And they would just run around town at this point, grabbing anyone to come to my place and get some healing work with me. I taught classes. I worked with teenagers. I had a teenage group after school on Fridays. It was just a really amazing time. And at that point, they hired me to work downtown Snohomish, a Main Street program director. I was working for the Visitor Information Center. I started a ghost tour. I started doing healing events there. I worked with Peter Ali. We did the Flute Circle, Wired and Plug. We did kids' music and bands up the street. That's probably where I got all this music and watching kids play and being really excited about people finding their passion and their purpose. So I have two rooms. The second room, I turned into a Montessori for adults. And I think that's crazy, but my prescription is usually art, music, do that thing that brings you joy. So next door, here's my Reiki room, and then next door would be a playroom. So I had karaoke, I had belly dancing, I had art supplies. And so if somebody had a prescription, just like my engineer friend who had cancer, I made him go finger paint next door while I was, you know, doing a Reiki session. And, you know, I go in there and he had one little thing with one finger, and then I'd put his hands in there and get all crazy with it. And it would help him open his sacral chakra, and that's where he had cancer. So you could kind of tell by people's blocks, you know, what prescription they needed. And a few of my clients really enjoyed doing the chakra readings, so they asked me to teach them. And this is in the car. It was Allison and Tanya Antonelli, who's been on the show. They became, I became their teacher, their mentor, and I started teaching them how to not only do the readings, but the Reiki and to heal themselves. And I think that's where I am now, is where I teach you how to do it, so I'm obsolete. You don't need me. You run out and you help other people. They help other people, and it's just this beautiful effect of energy spreading, good energy. And, you know, they actually brought me a while back my prototype of my book. But they're like, okay, we kind of understand what's going on here, but you need a cheat sheet. So one day I was exercising, and I came up with the back of my book, which is the seven chakras, the colors, the blocks, prescriptions, and the stones that go with it. And most people use that now. They don't even use the book. You can just use the back of the book because people laminate it. I have doctors. It's kind of weird. Naturopaths and massage therapists, teachers use it in their office. Kauai, it's everywhere. But it was really amazing how I could teach other people. So I became more of a teacher at that point. I was still doing my healing and my readings. But what I did, I decided to really focus on the book. I did get the book done, Snohomish Publishing, beautiful place that's no longer business, but they helped me a lot. I have Aura's Angel, which is a coloring book I give away, and Our Energy Matters, Snohomish Publishing. Then I had to learn how to do marketing because I had 7,000 books. Phew. And you know, when you get the books, you're all excited and you're like, oh my God.
Where do they go? I gotta distribute them.
So that's where I learned another part of my life, who I am, the marketing person. And I love to tell people stories, and that's what I did with my book. So I actually attended a Good Company meeting. And I'm sure you listeners might know who Krista Gibson is, but she was starting up New Spirit Journal.
Yep.
She had a magazine before that. I was there when there was just five of us sitting in a room, a restaurant in Mill Creek. Didn't know who Krista was. I just knew I was going to promote my book. She and I got along very well, Rhonda. They started doing healing events, which I attended. I started working with her at the magazine, New Spirit Journal. And then I became actual article writer. And that was a huge, huge thing for me. And that's what I'm going to kind of get at, is these things that I have done at the time were like climbing a mountain. You know, if I could write an article for New Spirit Journal, I'd be somebody, right? And then I wrote some articles for Voices of Choice. And I, sure, if you know that time, it was probably the 90s.
I was not here, so you would know.
Oh, 2007 is when I wrote my book. Okay, early 2000.
Okay.
So we got two, New Spirit Journal and Voices of Choices. I'm like, well, if I can get Voices into those magazines, I'm amazed and I'm happy with myself. Mm-hmm. Not only did I get an article in the same month on both magazines, I started doing events like Krista did or like Voices of Choices did, and they would come to my events. And that was another milestone in my life. And I'd bring all these healers together. I called it the Healing Hearts Fair, Taste of Health and Inspiration. And then I got known for, you know, bringing all these healers together. Mm-hmm. And I'd let people kind of taste it. So you'd get a taste of Reiki. And that's when the Reiki training program came in. Eileen Day, Samantha, and Jennifer Yost, they've all been on the show. And I went with them and we did traveling shows, traveling Reiki shows. So the first time we did, what you call it? It's not traveling Reiki, but... Oh, darn it. Mobile Reiki is what Eileen called it, Reiki training program. We brought it to Snohomish for the Taste of Music, which is an event that's been going on 12 years that I started. We did Reiki in the streets of Snohomish while live music was being played by kids from the coffee shop. If you don't think that that made my heart sing, it did, because I had Chuck from Seafood Grotto. If you know Snohomish, you know Chuck. But he basically came over and got Reiki and was like, what the heck was that? So that was really my passion was... You know, doing my chakra readings and getting Reiki to as many people as I could because it is self-healing and it's an amazing technique that you can do on yourself, your family, the energy in your home. And then the Snohomish thing kind of shut down after I did my ghost tour and it was October. I was going to move my place to home and I was going to work from home and I discovered Bothell Country Village. And at that time, with my book, if I could get into East-West... I'm somebody. So I taught a class. And normally what you do is you do a free talk on Thursday. You bring people in. And then you do your workshop on Saturday. You do readings Saturday after your class. And then you do readings on Sunday. Well, during that 3 days, I touched somebody, you know, through my readings. Or, you know, I didn't really know what I did. But I got a phone call on Monday from Sherry. Gosh, and she's been on my show, too. And she said, you said to listen to my intuition. Well, my intuition is to call you. I would like to have you come to my place and teach classes at my new massage studio. And I said, all right. So I went to Bothell. And she set up this beautiful class. Everyone had a really good time. It was about 95 degrees. And she said, you need to stop by Bothell Country Village and see Claudia O'Malley of Claudia Potter's Feel Good Products.
Oh, okay.
And I said, you know, I just bought a swimming pool. I want to go home to my kids and jump in that pool. And she's like, well, you'll love her place. And I started driving past Bothell Country Village. I had that little inner voice. I went in. Nobody's at the place. I mean, it's just so sweltering hot. And I bought $110 worth of rocks, you know, and I got to know Claudia. And I gave her my card. 2 weeks later, she said, could you do something at Bothell Country Village with kids? So I bought 200 pounds of polished stones. Put them in 2x4s with a tablecloth over them, and I had the rock walk for about 5 years at Bothell Country Village, their farmer's market. I did events there, and it was one of those things, like, this is all stemming from me loving polished stones. So I got to do my chakra readings with women and their children while the kids are picking out their stones, putting them in a bag. I'm doing readings, which most of the people would come up and said, how did you get away with doing readings at a farmer's market? Well, it was very, you know, lighthearted, and people would pick up my book.
Yeah.
Here I am marketing my book. Winter would come. All those people would come to my classes, and they're all to this day still friends of mine who have done amazing things. I'm going to have Chrissy Russell on the show in April. She just left her job and is traveling the world. She's in Egypt right now.
Wow.
I mean, these are people that were sick. She had died. She was
sick. She's going on a really large rock walk.
Yes, she did. It was tiny little blocks from her childhood, yeah. Tiny little things that she opened up, and she is just this amazing woman. Another one is Tracy. She's out doing roller derby. She's from Snohomish. But there's so many people, men and women, that just found tiny little prescriptions, did it, and their whole world changed. And they changed the people around them. And Bothell Country Village was one of those places I kind of called home after Snohomish. Then they let me do some events there. It was the Taste of Health. I did 3 or 4 big, huge events. And that's where I went to a Good Company meeting, and Gary and Suzanne were sitting there at the table.
Manson Mitchell,
that's on at 10, and they got a little rock reading with me at this Good Company meeting. They attended my Taste of Health at Bothell Country Village, and from there, it just spiraled crazy. And this is all stuff that's just coming back to me after watching Three Kids and LaConner on a Friday. I'm going to take one more break, and I'm going to tell the Manson Mitchell show story after this break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
What a light. Tell me this don't feel right.
The Salt Mine Aerium in Bellevue offers a healing sanctuary European salt spa, which transports you to a state of healing and relaxation. Salt therapy is a natural, drug-free remedy that benefits the lungs, skin, and body. Breathing in micronized particles of salt can cleanse the lungs of bacteria, irritants, and pollution, while reducing inflammation of the respiratory tract. Come settle into one of our zero-gravity chairs. Enjoy the color light therapy in a room built entirely of Himalayan salt. Listen to the natural sound of a waterfall fountain along with relaxing music in the background. All you have to do is simply sit back and relax. You'll feel like you've been to the beach for the day, only after an hour at Salt Mine Aerium. Get 25% off your first session. Go to saltmineaerium.com or like them on their Facebook page for reminders of upcoming sound healing and guided meditation classes. Can't find time to get to the beach? Visit Salt Mine Aerium today.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Are you tired of the cold? Can't seem to get warm? Do you suffer from body aches, insomnia, or stress? Looking for relief? Why not experience the amazing health benefits of the Amethyst Crystal Biomat? The Biomat is an FDA Class 2 medical device. It uses NASA technology and produces the health benefits of far infrared and negative ions. The soothing and warming effect of the Biomat penetrates 6 to 8 inches into the body, and the healing benefits are amazing. For more information, visit dolphinbiomat.com or call us at 808-822-4414 today.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. Man, I got lost in that song, didn't I? Oh, I love it. Shine, Cool Water. Let's see. My radio parents, Suzanne and Gary, Manson Mitchell Show, 10 o'clock. So I was looking for ways to promote my book, and they got the chakra reading, and they were just really excited. So they had me on their show at 6 o'clock on Sundays. That was the first time. And Michael was in here with us, I think. At night, it was really dark and scary in here, but that's how we started that. And then
not during my shift.
No. And we became really good friends, and they would come to my house, and we got this idea. I thought the metaphysical mixer, and I knew a place in Bothell. It was an Indian restaurant. Wow, all these memories. And for, it was Monday's metaphysical mixer. We probably did it for 9 months. And what we do is bring psychics together that wanted to be on their show or had been on their show. And again, that's where I met more people. It was a lot of fun. And they became really, really close with me. And they kept having me on their show. And they had a Saturday show, too, which was Michael. But then again, sometimes I was on Friday, and that's where I met Benny for the first time.
You mean Michael the producer, not Michael your son?
Not Michael, my son.
All right, so now that makes sense. Yes, so Michael Roberge does the show on weekends here at KKNW, so he's still producing their show 10 to noon, and then I do their show on Fridays today from 10 to 11.
And guess what happened?
For those listening.
One of those shows, they called me into the studio, and Michael, 5 years ago, said, Dina, you should have your own radio show. And I said, oh, really? I said, no, maybe not. And Manson Mitchell had me fill in for 4 weeks, so I knew I could do the whole month, you know, the four Fridays. And 2 weeks later, I had Seattle Natural Awakenings. I just started working for them. They became a sponsor, and the rest is herstory.
And you've been doing great since.
And again, how many more doors opened up because I put two little rocks on a card and read Suzanne and Gary. Now I'm a radio host. Who saw that coming? And it was one of those things where, you know, like I said, we were really good friends. I actually went to their house in Florida, stayed with them, and did a show from there. I was on in Kauai. They had a last minute opening, and I was on their show probably 2 months ago. But it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And the show, because of the show, it has allowed me not only to teach more classes and to be more places. In the midst of all this, it got pretty exciting. And, you know, I really love my healing work and I really love what I do. But I had two husbands that did not like it. The first husband did not like my books, did not like my rocks. And I, not just because of that, but we were growing apart because I was reading all those books. I was growing in a totally different direction. And I'm so glad that I put my foot down and became who I am now. And again, my Reiki was and my practice was so important to me 7 years ago. And it was something that I was supposed to, as a good wife, get rid of. And guess what? I chose my gift, my purpose and my passion. And I end up going to Kauai, staying with a client, making some life changes. That's how I got to Kauai. I came back. We decided that the marriage was no longer working for us. Went back to Hawaii, did a chakra reading with a young man at 17 at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And then guess what happened with that? So because of that chakra reading, because of those rocks, I get to go back and forth to Kauai. And at the very same time, I had to make a life transition of where I was going to live. I had a client who had been taking my classes for about 7 weeks in Edmonds from Kamehameha Island. Mm-hmm. And they invited me to come stay with them and rent from them. And that's how I got on Kamehameha Island.
Great story.
And look, again, working with Whidbey and Kamehameha and the islands and doing my healing work at Tea with Your Dragon, what's going on with that little place and with Tori. But it's all because I think what I want to get to is the fact that if you are putting aside who you are for other people, you're not living your life. You know, I said evil. It says in my book, live backwards is evil. You know, take the things that bring you joy. Do them as much as you can, even if you feel like you're being selfish. Me pulling over at Stargazers and buying rocks after having lunch with my mom, it was really funny. I felt so guilty. And those rocks, look what they've done. And it's just that feeling you take when you're doing something for yourself. And as a mom, or, you know, as parents, we put that aside. And so most of my readings are basically about a person, an adult, finding that thing that brings them joy. Find that thing you used to do as a kid and do it again. Do it part-time. Do it as much as you can. Go to work every day. Pay your bills. Take care of your family. But find that thing that's going to bring your energy and lift it up. And then I guarantee your life's going to change. And some people, a lot of people I know, are making money doing the things they love. You're DJing. You love to DJ.
I do.
And it makes you happy.
It does.
What if someone told you you can never do it again?
I'd probably slap them.
Slap them. Please do. And I'll have to say, I did healing work with a man named Van Conner, and he was not writing music. And I understand, you know, as a spouse, how hard it is to lose your spouse to a recording and on the road. But it's one of those things that it's in his, he needs to write and he needs to sing songs and tell stories. And in our healing, what happened? All of a sudden, after the Reiki sessions, after data dumping and after getting all rid of some of his stuff, he and I became really close. And now we wrote some songs together. And again, those polished stones, the rock readings, what the kids used to call it, the rock game, has led to this amazing journey. And I'm just, again, wanting people to find that prescription. Make sure you do it just as much as you do all those other things out there, and I can guarantee it'll change your life. And what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to go to my website, dina@dina-marie.com. What was it? dina-marie.com. You can check out what it is that I do. You can go and check out our album. Again, I'm in a 9-year, so next year is a whole new beginning for me, not knowing where it's going to go, but I'm pretty excited. And we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to have a Bima on from East West Bookshop.
White light, tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hook.
This is Dina Marie. You've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track Coming Back Again.
Our album Coming Back Again is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us. Look into the sky. Think of second chances. Look into the past. Thousand miles between us, you know you're coming back. Oh yeah, you know you're coming back.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and joining us this morning is Bima Beckenridge. Good morning, Bima.
Good morning.
You know, I took the notes that I just had and ripped them up, but they were yours. And you know I know your name.
I was wondering what you were doing.
You know I know your name. But this
you can
is...
use intuition now.
Yes. Well, it's radio, too, and you got to stay in the present moment. Don't be looking at the traffic or thinking about dinner, but it's all good. So, Bima... I was telling the listeners, I mean, East West was a huge milestone for me in my life. You know, I used to go to classes. I loved Roosevelt. It had let's talk about Polished Stones. It had the scratch patch across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to your place, buy a rock, get a book, attend a class, go over and get my Polished Stones. And she's been on the show, too. And then I go to the Indian restaurant next door, eat dinner.
Yeah.
And go buy a hippie skirt down the road. I can't remember what it was called, but it's under where you are now. But that was day out, you know, in Roosevelt. So I just thank you for being on the show, and you guys are still doing an amazing job.
Totally. Yeah, thanks. I mean, you know, back then, we're talking like 10 years ago, we used to call it Roosevelt the White Light District. And because there always seemed to be some kind of conscious business and, you know, it had kind of like a vibration to it in the area of people who were more mindful and more spiritual. So, I mean, we still have Sunlight Cafe across the street, which is, as far as I know, Seattle's oldest vegetarian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then East West Bookshop, which you know, we're still putting on these great events and stocking the best books in our genre. And what you're talking about with Stones, we in the last 2 years we've added two large display cases of crystals that we go down to. The Tucson Gem Show every year, which is an amazing place to see beautiful, beautiful gems and minerals. And then we also go to the Denver one as well.
Well, I was just, it popped into my mind, it was Narion, who I did my first event with. And then, he's a musical team with his wife. And they actually had a show here at 1150 KKNW. And then Steve.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like I've been part of your family for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
And having Ananda Farm on Kamano, it's quite a synchronicity. When I got there, they came like a year later.
Oh, okay.
You guys have always been with me.
That's awesome. Good to hear.
And you have what's going on now? What's the biggest thing happening?
Well, you know, the biggest thing right around the corner is we get the real privilege and honor to host the spiritual teacher Gangaji. She's come to Seattle a few times here in the last 10 years, and we're going to be hosting that event with her at the Fremont Abbey. If you've never been there, it's right off of Fremont Ave. It's about like 42nd in Fremont. Beautiful venue where they do weddings and, you know, really light interior, kind of rustic. So we'll be able to seat about 250 for it, which is about how many people usually come to see Gangaji. And those of you who don't know about Gangaji, she is an American who started her spiritual journey back in the 80s. And around that time, she actually had the opportunity to go to India. And she met a very, very wise and revered all over the world spiritual teacher named Papaji. She had this tremendous awakening experience where she started to feel and feel her reality as being this true self, which, you know, could not be affected by outward circumstances of gain or loss. And she just felt this contentment and peace inside of herself wherever she went. And so she's been sharing that that experience and also tools to realize your own true self with people for the last 25, 30 years. So this is a big one for us. And that's going to be on April 5th. We're hosting that one offsite again at the Fremont Abbey. So I'm really excited for that one.
So mark your calendar. Time is flying. March is flying.
Yeah, we're already almost a week in.
Mm-hmm. And what else you got going on?
Well, the other one, we have two other big events coming up that we're presenting. The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron. I don't know when she's been in Seattle in the last 10 years, but we got really lucky and she accepted our invitation. And, you know, The Artist's Way is now in its 25th anniversary. It's a 12-step program to realizing your creative self. So what that looks like is, you know, if you are interested in writing or in music or in any type of art, or if you feel like I'm not an artist, I can't do that, I don't have those skills. She focuses on how to create creativity, on how to, even if you don't think of yourself as a creative person, but you've always wanted to find that within yourself. And it's a guided program that goes over the course of 12 weeks. And so she's doing a full day-long workshop for that. We're almost sold out for that. We're hosting it at the Great Hall at Green Lake.
Well, and that's a great prescription for everyone. Try to get in the class, not creativity. Everything you just said was amazing. Thank you.
Well, you know, you were kind of talking about that. Find what really sparked your joy as a child and try to do more of that. And that's really pretty much what she's able to help guide people with. I have a friend, Rocky Votolato, who's a very well-known local songwriter. And he got into a really bad writer's block, and that's his livelihood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he tried The Artist's Way, and he started to, follow her techniques, and he felt this tremendous flow of creativity coming back into his life. And so that's just one example of
And that's where the chakra readings came in, is like, I want to be a dancer. My mom says, your legs are too short. I was a dancer, an aerobic teacher for 13 years, you know? And it was very creative. And then I wrote the book. No way did I think I was an author. You know, writing is very creative. And then to write music, no way did I think I was a songwriter. But you know what? When you open your chakras and you have, you know, your inspiration, imagination, your creativity open, you'll be amazed what comes through. And that's why your classes and your place is so essential right now for everyone.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, I mean, we're the spot where you can, you know, where this is possible in Seattle. And it's a real privilege to have been doing this now for 30 years. The last main event that we're doing, I'll mention one other one that we're promoting, but we are hosting Danielle Laporte, who is actually a member of Oprah's Super Soul 100. These are a group of people who uniquely connect the world together with spiritual energy that actually matters. And she's a 3-time best-selling author. So Danielle Laporte is one that we're hosting And we're really excited about. Check her out on YouTube. I think she has like, you know, 100,000 subscribers or something like that. Maybe it's even more than that. But she, I've never seen anybody who in a 10-second video can change your whole day. She has that kind of what she calls kick-ass spirituality, if I can say that.
And what's her name again? One more time.
Danielle Laporte.
Okay, Laporte, Danielle.
Yeah, she really helps to spark people, you know, taking those chances in life and not worrying about what other people think of you or what the world expects of you, and really pursuing your dream. So that one's coming up June 1st at a Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., and we're hosting that one at St. Mark's Cathedral.
Ooh, and if you haven't been there, go there just for the fun of it. That's an amazing venue.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got those coming up. Another one to just kind of throw in there is Deva Premal and Mitten, probably the most ecstatic singers and kirtan chanting artists in the world. They're going to be at Edmund Center for the Arts on May 21st, which is a Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. You won't want to miss that. It's beautiful meditation music, really expansive, and you always feel like, you know, you're there with 500 other people, and you feel like it becomes one person, one community, one heart. So I've seen them multiple times here since they've come to Seattle. I highly recommend that one, too. So check that one out. It's at the Edmonds Center for the Arts, May 21, Tuesday night.
So East West sponsors events outside of the bookstore, but the bookshop. But if you go to Ravenna, it is Whole Foods. Upstairs is East West Bookshop. And it's for someone who's never walked through the door, what are they going to get?
Well, you walk right in. You see some happy staff members. We all live in a meditation community together. So we try to bring that to our business. And we've got books on all the different spiritual traditions of the world, but also self-help and diet and cookbooks and shamanism. We've got the large crystal selection, like I mentioned, and a really wonderful bath and body section with essential oils and soaps and sprays. And, you know, we've got a really kind of ridiculously low-priced bargain book section, which we just love to have because we're able to get these books at a really cheap price from the publisher. So those are ones to check out. And then Tibetan singing bowls. We're kind of the place where you can get these meditation bowls and cushions, yoga products. I mean, you name it. If it's something to do with your spiritual life or with mindfulness, we're probably the first place you should check out.
And one of my favorite things to do is to make a day in Seattle. So I would, you know, spend 6 or 7 hours downtown in that area. And I would open myself before I left to synchronicity. And I would say the right book would fall down or I'd meet the right person. And, you know, I would actually pick up your catalog, you know, a month in advance and mark 2 or 3 classes I wanted to take. And I would sit next to the right person. It was just a beautiful place. Just like going on vacation and being like in flow. It's just a really nice place to be centered and just let the universe drive.
Yeah, and you know, if you think about it, everybody that comes there is kind of the same, like-minded, similar outlook on life. And so that magnetism of coming into a space with other people like you who are trying to get the you know, the most out of their life and manifest these this spiritual life, good things are going to happen for sure. It's really important to find a community. And East West Bookshop has been that kind of community for Seattle.
And I call it a multiverse. And I have been blown away where I'm going to different coffee shops in different areas to work to get away from Kamehameha because it's so easy to stay there and forcing myself to go to different places. And I run into people from that whole life that I had, you know, the chakra readings, the healing work, the classes, the events. And it's like it's a family. It's a tribe.
Totally. It's a tribe. That's right.
And the best part is, like, some of the people, your presenters, have been on my show, you know, and that's what's really, they're approachable. It's like I like local bands and I like local events because you can approach the artist or the musician or the speaker.
Yeah.
So if people want to get the updated version of what's going on, where do they go?
Yeah, you want to go to eastwestbookshop.com, just all spelled out, 16 letters. You'll see, as you go to the front page, you'll see some featured events, and also you can browse by month. We usually have something going on in the store every day. So if you need to get some inspiration, just check out our calendar. And, you know, if you also want to find a way, if you maybe have been a fan of East West for a long time, then we just started up our volunteer program, East West Devas. And a deva is, in Sanskrit, it means like an angel. So this is an opportunity now that we just put out there for people who want to give back and be more a part of this, then they can help out. We've got tasks around the store like, you know, tidying and organizing and receiving product and helping customers and all that. But also, if you have some special skills like graphic design or social media, things like that, then please reach out to us about that, because it takes a village to run a store like this. Just wanted to throw that one out there, too.
And that's a prescription for the sacral chakra, which is your community and your tribe. And I have met the most amazing human beings by volunteering with teens or, events. I volunteered at Ben Roy Hall. I saw Deepak Chopra. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many opportunities to volunteer, but you're giving yourself a gift. You think you're actually getting.
Totally.
Much out of it.
So if that strikes a chord, you can reach out to Carol. She's our deva coordinator, and that's just Carole, Carol at eastwestbookshop.com.
And so what's the most popular book right now? Where have I been? I remember with Deepak and Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay. I saw them all together one time. You believe that?
Wow.
All in the same venue. It was 1989 or 90 or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember when feng shui was really popular, or mm-hmm. What's the newest thing?
Well, that's a really good question. I wish we had our book buyer on the line to answer that. We do have a really if you come into the store, check it out. We have a whole wall of bestsellers, and you can kind of look and see current trends, but also what have been bestsellers forever. You know, I guess you know the Empath Survival Guide is still going strong for sure. That's a book that we first brought in when Judith Orloff was doing her tour last year. And it's a fabulous handbook for people who, initially felt like they feel too much, which is, of course, a myth. And the book really helps those who feel other people's energy really strongly to use it as a gift rather than a setback.
That book has been a huge
bestseller for us.
Because that means you're highly intuitive and you just have to tune yourself up. It's all good.
Totally.
Being an empath. I'd rather have an empath than the opposite. But one more time, your website?
Yep, it's www.eastwestbookshop.com. And if you don't want to get online, you can always give us a call. It's 206-523-3726.
And I'll leave you with this. I have people email me all the time, and they want to be presenters, and they're really curious because they're from all over the country. And BEMA is mm-hmm. very helpful. You just set up a medium that Gary and Suzanne sent me. And, you know, reach out to BEMA, go online, and if you have a class, get out there and teach it, you know. Do the things you love to do, your purpose and your passion, and East West is the place to do it.
Totally, totally. Yeah, and on that note, you can go to our website and scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see something that says, it should say event proposal. You can just fill that out, and it'll get to me.
Awesome. Well, thank you, BEMA, for joining us. And get better.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Thanks, Dina.
Well, I'm going to leave you with the fact that, you know what, everyone has talent. Everyone has something to offer. Get out, do that thing you used to do as a child, whether it's a DJ, collecting polished stones, pick up your guitar. Maybe you want to dance in the streets. It's all good. I love it. One of the songs we wrote was My Redemption, and I used Van Conner as a paintbrush. He's the most talented man I've ever met when it comes to music. And I said, I have this little guitar riff, and I have this part I want you to sing. And I think it goes perfect with winter right now because we're coming out of it. And so the darkest place I know would be winter, and we're coming out of it. So I'm welcoming spring, and join us next week for more people, places, and events that'll lift your spirits.
Yeah, no, hit that one more time. You know it. You know
it. Join us next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
There
Amen.
darkest place where I want to stay, never coming out, waiting for my time to end. Darkness is my friend. If I had it my way, it would never end. Underneath the sands of time, in the corners of my mind, perception is the key to life. I wonder if you can see my deception.